Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. For over 25 years, we've been helping injured victims put their lives back together again, help you navigate the insurance maze, all the ins and outs, all the rules, all the hidden things you don't know about. We're glad to do it. We've helped many, many people. We do workers' compensation cases. We do car accident cases. We do big ones, medium ones, small ones, and we do them all over the state of Colorado. If you've been injured, you can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. We'll be glad to talk to you. We'll give you a free initial consultation. We'll give you a free legal game plan. And you know what that means. You know what that means. We've talked about it before. We tell you and educate you in our office exactly what all your rights are, what you're going to do, what you need to say, what they're going to do to you, what they're going to try to do to you, short-term strategy, medium-term strategy, and long-term strategy. You need it. They've got it. Those insurance companies, as we've said before, have their own attorneys. They have their own doctors. They're well-educated. They're highly trained, and they're there to defeat you. That's simple. They're not your friend. They're your adversary. So you can give us a call anytime. Okay, today we're talking about pedestrians. You're a pedestrian. You're on the street. You get hit by a car. You're in a car-related accident, and you are a pedestrian. Don't think that at all times you have all the rights. Don't think you can cross the street anywhere, anytime you want to, and the car will be liable to you. And don't think this insurance company isn't going to try to blame you. The insurance company for the car, don't think they're not going to try to blame you, because they are. So, Brad, let's talk about, the general picture of pedestrians. You're going to cross the street. We got all kinds of scenarios. We got stoplights. We got crosswalks. We got no crosswalks. Jaywalking. Let's get started.
Well, when we get started, we start with the fact that when you have a car versus a person, or you got a bus versus a person, or a truck versus a person, the person's going to lose each time. The person's going to get hurt. And when the person gets hurt, you are talking about death or serious injury. Quite often it can be from two impacts. It can be from the impact of the vehicle itself and the impact of the person hitting the road. Most deaths, about 10% of all traffic deaths are pedestrian deaths, and the death usually comes from the person hitting their head, because that's a very vulnerable situation. But and most of the time, it's people getting hit as they're trying to cross the sidewalk, and it's not the cars coming up on the sidewalk; it's the person out on the street. And that's how they get hurt. So you're immediately trying to figure out who and why are who's at what spot when the accident happens, and why are they at that spot? How do they get to that spot? And what was their ability to be able to comprehend what was going to happen immediately prior to the accident?
Right. We've got people walking. We've got people out for a stroll, a walk. We got joggers. We got runners. We got bicyclists. Okay. So you need to pay attention. The insurance company for the car that hits you is always going to try to blame you. Some of the excuses include, and we can't cover all of them, but some of them include that you were jaywalking, that you violated a traffic signal. You weren't in the marked crosswalk. There was a marked crosswalk and you weren't there. And then they always love this one because it's harder for you to disprove. They say it was a dart out case. You darted out as a pedestrian in front of the car. You were at fault. You were 100% at fault. They say the vehicle has the right of way and that you didn't give the opportunity to the at fault driver to react, to stop. So, one of the basic rules we have, Brad, are street lights. So let's cover that for the pedestrian, because, I've seen pedestrians try to beat the light, beat the hand signal, etc. Let's cover who has the right of way when you got, street lights.
Well, in almost every instance, remember, we're going to be talking about whether or not the person's visible or clearly visible. But normally, the right of way is going to be to the person who has the light in their favor. It's rare that you're going to find that the streetlight is malfunctioning. If it's malfunctioning, you're going to have a different set of rules. But normally, the streetlight's going to be stopping traffic at one point to allow people to cross at another point. You've got to remember that this is pretty basic, you think. Okay, the car has a red light, and you've got this walking light, and this walking light gets flashing, and it tells you when it's going to end. You're supposed to be out of the intersection by the time it ends. If you just started your walk, normally the lights are now set up so that they start to let you know when you can start your walk from the curb, and they start flashing, and that's telling you do not start your walk. Do not start into this crosswalk. You want to stay in the crosswalk, and as you're starting to walk, if you see this light start flashing, it's telling you to get to the end of the crosswalk because nobody should start a walk. That's normally what it's going to be. It seems like a pretty simple process until you start mixing in right turns, left turns, cars going in opposite directions, and how they're all coming at you and what can cause an accident. So as a pedestrian, you're going to have to be exercising some due care. The first due care, and I think probably the overriding thing we're going to be saying in this show, probably, what would you say, Gary? I'll bet we'll say it 20 to 100 times, is be in the crosswalk.
Right.
Be in the crosswalk if you're a pedestrian.
Exactly.
And for drivers, watch the crosswalk. If somebody's in that crosswalk, drivers, watch everywhere. Watch everywhere, but especially watch the crosswalk, because they may be coming. They may still be walking during the crosswalk, or they may be legally in the crosswalk as you're making your left turn to go somewhere, and then the person on your left is walking, or from the other side is walking down on the crosswalk.
Right. You know, if you're a pedestrian, you're going to need an attorney. Sometimes we tell people you don't really need an attorney for this, that. But this time you do, because ordinances have to be checked. Statutes have to be checked. Traffic signals have to be checked. How is the situation set up? And Brad just made a very, very good point. Excellent point. So the basic rule is, if you've got a crosswalk, you've got the right-of-way as a pedestrian. If it's a painted crosswalk, you've got the right-of-way as a pedestrian. Okay, we got that. The car can't hit you. If the car hits you, then the general rule, there are some exceptions, the general rule is that the car is responsible and liable. Okay, it gets a little bit muddier and foggier, and that's why you sometimes need attorneys and accident reconstructionists. So, Brad, we got one person, you just gave the example of trying to beat the hand signal or the walking signal. So who's responsible? I mean, if you're driving a car, you can't just say, well, they were trying to beat it, the time ran out, so I just went. Well, you're supposed to be on a lookout. You're supposed to be able to see what you would normally see on a lookout. You can't just go, and you can't say, well, they were trying to beat it, the light went out. If you see the person, you can't do it. So it gets foggier and muddier, Brad. So you got the painted crosswalk, but then you can't just dart out in front of a car either, because that's what the insurance companies usually say. You dart it out.
Right, and you're going to have a lot of arguments about when things occurred. The one thing we know that we lose evidence very quickly of is how the lights were when everybody started into this intersection, because the lights change. And then what we're left with, if we're left with testimony from the person crossing the street, and we're left with testimony from the person driving. Now, extra witnesses may help. But once again, you're talking about within seconds that light is changing, and the whole circumstance is changing. And when you have that occurring, you're facing a great deal of a problem with regard to being able to prove the case at a later time. This is another reason why you want to get an attorney. You usually want to try and get an attorney going on the case very quickly. It's hard to reconstruct what happened at the accident, what people saw. And one thing's for certain, when you do have the statements of people, the police officers quite often will arrive at the scene and they'll hand out the sheets for everybody to write their name, address, and telephone number and give their account of what happened. Once you have those documents, you want to start trying to talk to the person about their perspective when, not just when the accident happened, but for the 20 or 30 seconds prior to the accident. Where were they? Where were they standing? What was the person seeing? What was the person doing? What was that person's reason to be at that intersection? And in what direction was that person traveling? And where was that person, not just when the accident happened, but 20 seconds before the accident? Because a lot of times you're dealing with what was the, at this kind of intersection where it's being controlled by lights, is what was the light when 20 seconds before when everybody was doing their thing, as in the pedestrians starting to go across the sidewalk, or I'm sorry, across the street, and the driver is 20 seconds back from the intersection. I mean, where'd that driver come from? They come from a park site.
Exactly. You know, and you get into speed, you get into distance, you get into time, you get into visibility, and you get into accident reconstruction. And you get into all these variables that the insurance company tries to use against you. Because most people think I'm the pedestrian, I have the right of way, a car cannot hit me and get away with it. Well, there are certain times that they can. And there's certain times they hit you and they're wrong and they still try to get away with it, because every time the insurance company tries to blame you for part or all of the accident while you're a pedestrian. We're going to cover the statute when we come back from our break. The statute talking about crosswalks, the statute talking about dart out cases. So we've learned the first general rule in the first part of the show is that if you're in a marked crosswalk, you've got the right of way. If you've got the hand walk signal and there's a traffic signal, you've got the right of way. That doesn't give license to the cars to just hit you and run you down. And so they have to pay attention to what they're doing. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. If you want to take the benefit of our free initial consultation, if you've been injured, and our free legal game plan, developed over many years of practice to help you, to educate you, and teach you, then give us a call, 303-795-5900, in the mountains, 970-870-8989, or at any time, anywhere, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we're here for you. We are injury attorneys. Don't forget, on Saturday mornings, we do a live call-in show. It's on the AM dial. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. You can call us on any legal subject, even though we're injury attorneys. We'll answer questions about injury questions. We'll answer questions about other things on our call-in show, 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 on the AM dial, KHOW. KRDO in Colorado Springs, and in the mountains, we've got a variety of stations that carry our shows. Okay, so today we're talking about pedestrian liability. So don't always assume that you're just because you're the pedestrian, you're going to be okay. Now, there's a statute in Colorado, there's several of them, and there's many cases, but one part of the statute says, no pedestrian shall suddenly leave a curb, got it? No pedestrian shall suddenly leave a curb, and it has some other language, and then walk or run into the path of a moving vehicle that is so close as to constitute an immediate hazard. You just can't do it, even if you got a marked crosswalk. So you've got the right-of-way with a marked crosswalk, but you can't dart out in front of a car. But you got to assume if you're in the marked crosswalk, and Brad, you've got a light that says you can walk, you got the right-of-way, you can do it.
Well, all you people right now are thinking, or most of you are thinking right now, of that street you drive down that has a crosswalk in the middle of the street. And it has this crosswalk in the middle of the street, either for people going that want to cross the street in the middle, and they put one there so they can get on the other side to where there might be a place to be picked up by the bus. Or it's got this crosswalk where it's a walking path or across a canal or whatever, and a walking path in the middle of the street, and it says the drivers must yield to pedestrians. It says drivers must yield. That's the sign you see. It even gives you careful because this is a walking crosswalk. And you start thinking, and I don't know how many drivers have experienced this situation where as they're driving, all of a sudden they know some pedestrians don't even look. They just start walking right out into the path. They walk right out into the path and right out into the street. And you're saying, does this person really have the right of way? Well, Gary just gave you a law that says pedestrians are not to dart out into the street. They're supposed to make sure they proceed with safety. As much as that law exists, there are other laws that say when you're coming up on that path, you're supposed to be paying attention to pedestrians on the sidewalk that are getting ready to walk or across the street, and you're supposed to be stopping for them. They're plainly visible. You should be making sure that you do stop them because that is a crosswalk, it's been designated as a crosswalk, and once the accident happens, I can guarantee you that not only are you going to have the pedestrian's conduct being examined, but the driver's conduct is going to be examined for a number of things because you're going to be wondering when that driver was going. Did the driver have excessive speed? Was the driver eating? Was the driver texting? Was the driver on a cell phone? Was the driver putting on makeup? Was he programming radio stations? Used to be, I don't think we have too much of that all, but we still, were they lighting a cigarette? Was the driver acquainted with the road? There's going to be a lot of questions that are going to be examining the driver, and speed is going to be one of them that we're going to look
at. Speed is one of them, but also, you know, a lot of these, a lot of these accidents happen at dusk or at dark or early in the morning. People are out running, joggers are running, people are exercising, people are walking, and they cross the street. So that creates and compounds the situation. That's why you need an attorney. You can give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can get into live chat or email us. Okay, so let's get back to, we got a lot to cover here today. So you got these pedestrians crossing the street, Brad, and there's another statute, and you know, I'm not going to read the statute, but it says that if you cross the street at other than a marked crosswalk, remember that because we got some exceptions coming up. If you cross the street other than a marked crosswalk, what we all call jaywalking, and you're hit by a car, the police will probably not ticket the car, and the insurance company will say that you were jaywalking, you were not in a marked crosswalk, the car had the right-of-way. Did you hear this? The car had the right-of-way.
Well, there's also a chance the police are going to ticket you. They're going to ticket the pedestrian who was jaywalking. And once again, you've got to understand the whole concept. And the concept is when we alert drivers that they need to be watching for pedestrians, and when we alert pedestrians and drivers, a lot of times where there's enough visibility to allow people to be able to see and stop their vehicles in time. You can envision that crosswalk where it's at a certain spot, and if it's 20 or 30 feet on either direction, the driver coming around the bend, a curve, is not going to be, even going to speed limit, is not going to have enough time to stop for that pedestrian. And because they can't stop for that pedestrian, then you're going to have a situation where you're going to say, look, the pedestrian doesn't fit within the clearly visible standard that you might want to impose. I'm not going to say it works every time, but now all of a sudden, because they're saying, look, this guy goes a certain speed, the crosswalk's at a point where the coming around the bend or coming up the hill, the person is given enough time and visibility, enough distance to be able to see that person walking. So if you're walking, if you're a pedestrian, if you're a jogger, if you're texting on your phone, if you're out there on the street, if you're trying to get across the street, get to a crosswalk. Get to one.
Absolutely. You have to do it. And we're going to come up in a minute and talk about, well, what about if you have you're trying to cross the street, but there's no crosswalk painted and there's no other way. You got to get across the street. So what do you do? We're going to cover that in just a second. But what I want to talk about right now is, you know, this jaywalking. There's a famous case in Colorado. It's called Dennis versus Johnson. And it said a pedestrian jaywalking is guilty of negligence per se. Now, it's a bunch of legal mungo jumbo. What it means is guilty automatically, negligent, automatically by jaywalking. You can't expect cars to see you when you're jaywalking. So you don't do that. You know, you just don't do that. Now, let's talk about the situation, Brad, I just mentioned. You come up to a street and you got to cross, and I did one in Fort Collins recently. You come up to a street and it's rather busy and there's no traffic lights, but there's curbs, and the curbs have the curb cuts. This is important, these curb cuts. And so you want to cross the street from one side to the other, but you're crossing where the intersection is, where the curb cuts are, but there's nothing marked. So now the Colorado law says that if you're crossing a street where a crosswalk would be painted, would be marked, but it's not marked, then you have the right-of-way as a pedestrian. So the curb cuts are usually the indicative factor. Because curb cuts indicate bicycles, wheelchairs, strollers, people out for a walk can, you know, they're going to go off the curb smoothly and go across the street to the next side. So you take those curb cuts and you draw two imaginary lines across the street. This is what the law says, two imaginary lines, and they call it the prolongation, but two imaginary lines across the street, that's your crosswalk. And if you're in the implied crosswalk, you can enjoy protection.
Right. And I want to caution everybody who's listening to this radio show. This does not mean that you can just walk up to any intersection and say, oh, there's an implied crosswalk, I'm going to walk.
Right.
This, you heard Gary very clearly. Gary said, where you got curb cuts, that's a sign usually. That's a sign that there's an understanding by the people who put in the intersection that this is across a crossing area. It's one that's used quite often because they put the cuts in. They haven't gotten around to painting it for one reason or another. And we're not going to talk about why or who should be responsible for painting it. We're just saying it's not painted. Drivers need to be aware of that type of situation. And remember, one of the things I talked about why we have pedestrian accidents are people are not familiar with the area. Other people who are familiar with the area, they know there's curb cut there. They know people cross there. They know during certain times of the day, you either have a great deal of traffic, pedestrian traffic. It can be times of the day. I don't care if it's times of the day in the morning when you have people going to work or you have children going to school, or if it's times of the day at 2 o'clock in the morning when you have the bars letting out and people are walking after they've been drinking. What I do care about is the fact that if there's a curb cut there, the person's going to be able to assume they're within the walk, they're within the crosswalks when they meet the criteria that Gary just gave you. Now, that doesn't mean Mr. Pedestrian or Mrs. Pedestrian, you can just go walking out into the intersection and think that you're okay. You still have certain duties and responsibilities, but you've taken away the negligence per se. And like, you know, if you haven't heard on our show, give us a call. We'll talk to you about negligence per se. But you've taken away the negligence per se defense that's going to come up with comparative negligence.
Right. And, you know, Brad, most of these accidents involve very serious injuries, and the insurance company just doesn't want to pay. They don't want to pay. And we're covering the basic ways that there's many other ways, the basic ways they try to avoid pain. But and you might be sitting there saying, well, what rights do the pedestrian have? Well, you got the crosswalk. Now you have the implied crosswalk. You got the traffic signal that you can do it. You're not going to jaywalk. And there's a statute. I don't want to cover it right now before the break. There's a statute, the basically all-encompassing statute in Colorado to protect pedestrians. And it says, notwithstanding any other provision of these statutes, so notwithstanding a lot of these other statutes we've been talking about, notwithstanding, put those aside for a second, this statute says every driver of a vehicle shall exercise due care to avoid colliding with any pedestrian and shall give warning, etc. So, you know, it's a fact-driven situation. Who is at fault? But It says, forget about all these other statutes for a second. Every driver is going to exercise due care. And if you don't exercise due care, then you're going to be held responsible and liable. And that's what we do for pedestrians.
And that's where that implied crosswalk becomes so important. Because as a pedestrian walking out in that implied crosswalk where you've got the curb cut, you've got a green light, the light's green, you think you're okay and you start to walk. And then all of a sudden, a car makes a right turn on red from the other side, or makes a right turn on the green. I'm sorry. They make a right turn on the green.
Right.
And they hit you. And you're going, what happened? Or a car makes a left turn from the other side on a green light, and they hit you. And you're going to want to be in the crosswalk if at all possible.
So how does all this get worked out? So we got a break coming up here. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Show. Right after the break, we're going to kind of sum it up for you. Okay, it covers a lot of law here, but it's very important for you pedestrians and car drivers to be responsible. So you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is conveniently located in Greenwood Village, basically at I-25. Easy access, easy to get there, easy to talk to us. Give us a call. Okay, Brad, so kind of wrapping this thing up, we have the overlying doctrine of comparative negligence, which we've covered in shows before. Let's explain to everybody in the time we have left in the show, you know, basically what comparative negligence is and means.
Well, this is an automatic defense that I think you're going to find from the insurance companies almost all the time. Basically, what it says is look, the insurance company says, my driver might have run you down, but you're at least partially, if not more than partially, responsible for causing your own injuries and causing the accident. And they're going to say you're at least 50% responsible. And if they can show that you're at least 50% responsible, you're going to recover nothing.
So the statute allows them and anybody to compare the negligence of all parties involved, in this case, the driver and the pedestrian, who is more at fault. But if they can get you to 50% at fault as a pedestrian, you're going to recover nothing, as Brad just said. All right, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is the only show of its kind. We're glad to do it. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900 or our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Give us a call. Come visit us. We'll take care of you. We'll see you next week.